and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Helena, Oklahoma, and Brian Severin Stadium as we get ready for a Class C state quarterfinal between two top five teams. Undefeated number one ranked Timberlake, the Tigers, taking on the fifth ranked 10-1 Winoka Railroaders. Good evening, everybody. I am Trent Caldwell, and joining me once again, a man who knows this neck of the woods, Mr. Eric Scott. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, excited to be here. I'm excited to be back on KLIN1 tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got a doozy of a football game. This is one we've had circled for a while. A couple teams with eyes on each other. Winoka dropping one game to Buffalo, which kind of put them in this bracket and led to this super hard matchup between a couple really good teams. And we expect the shootout, although last year was 8-6, so you never know.
Yeah, I was talking to some of the players down there on the Winoka sideline, and they were kind of asking me what I thought. You know, I said, I think either way it goes, it's going to be 20-something to 30-something. You know, it's not going to be a blowout. You know, but there's going to be some points scored. It's not going to be like last year. But on the flip side, both of these teams are hungry to see each other. They were district opponents last year. This year they've changed districts up a little bit. They're still rivals. They're excited to see each other.
They know each other well, and there may not be a bigger discrepancy in head coaching experience than we have tonight, though. As Coach Tanner Allen, Winoka Railroaders, in his first season, 10-1, pretty good start for a first-year coach. However, his father knows a lot about winning. He was Tim Allen, 61-5 last decade in Laverne. He's won 100 games as a head coach, and he's still an assistant over there at Laverne. But Coach Allen going to come in, and he's going to take his Railroaders in to take on this Timberlake team led by Brian Severin. He's won so many games, they named the place after him. 27th season, he's won 194 football games. If my math is right, he's about six shy of 200. He's not going to get there this year, even if he wins the gold ball. But he does have a title. He won the 09 state title. He lost the 99 state title. And they are consistently good here. And these are two real good football programs. And we're looking at an awful fun one here.
Yeah, you know, talk about Coach Severin and how long he's been coaching. He's one of those coaches in this neck of the woods that, you know, younger coaches look up to. And they look at things that he's done well and try to emulate what he's done.
And the season series, 5-2 all time, five out of the last 6 years, though, Winoka has won this series. And in recent history, it's been the Railroaders here. But tonight, we got a couple. It's a new script. It's going to be some new names. We're going to get to some of the names you're going to hear. But we want you to hear from the guy who brought it here. His name is on the building, Mr. Brian Severin. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to have my interview with Coach Severin from a little bit earlier, and we're going to bring that to you right after this. It's Timberlake. It's Winoka. It's our road to the top on K101.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
We are here with head coach Brian Severin, head coach of the undefeated, top-ranked Timberlake Tigers heading into the postseason here. How are you today, coach?
Doing good.
Wonderful. Now, we mentioned undefeated regular season for your squad. Now, as a coach, what part of this season was the strong point for you? If you had to pinpoint one thing you guys did well to get to this point, what would it be?
Well, I think just basically fighting through the year with the virus deal. Staying healthy, staying away from that was kind of the main goal this year. Not that you can do a whole lot about it, but it's been a heck of a year because of that. But boys have played hard, practiced hard, and just kind of did what we needed to do to get here.
Now, defensively, one of those things you did do well was turnovers, particularly INTs. I have unofficial stats, but it looks like every starter
has logged at least one interception this year. What's allowed you to create so many turnovers?
Well, the boys this year are just really athletic, very smart. They're very game knowledgeable. They're always where they're supposed to be, and they just do a good job of kind of attacking the ball and always being around the ball.
And a great regular season means you get a better draw for the postseason. Maybe too good. You're now in the quarterfinals. You haven't had to play yet. First of all, is this the easiest playoff run you've had in 27 years?
No doubt. I haven't played a game yet, and we're at Thanksgiving weekend. So, but that's scary in a sense that, you know, I don't know how rusty we're going to be tonight. Haven't played in a long time, but, you know, we've been practicing pretty strong, going at it pretty hard, so hopefully that won't come back to get us.
What has been harder, kind of keeping them dialed in, not knowing who they're going to play or when, or not knowing kind of from your end who to prepare for?
Well, the hardest thing so far is just, you know, these guys really like to compete. They love to play. And you get them ready to go, and Monday they're ready, and then Tuesday you get the call that they're not playing, and it just deflates them something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we started working right away after we heard about Oak's mission. We kind of figured it would be Winoka is who we were going to be playing. Kind of know a little bit about them. And so we just started mentally getting them ready for Winoka. So they've been doing a good job of staying focused, and I think they're going to be ready to play.
Now, this is the first time we've talked since the naming of Brian Severn Stadium. What was that honor like for you? Is it humbling, exciting? Is it weird because you're still coaching?
Well, it's a humbling. I mean, it's really, I never expected that. I'm very blessed. I'm very honored to have that happen. I've just been very fortunate to be in a community that loves football, have always supported me. The parents have always supported me. The kids kind of know what is expected of them, and they love their football here at Timberlake, and it's just been a real blessing to be able to coach here. I kind of joked with a couple of board members. I don't know if maybe this is a sign that, hey, Severn, you've been here long enough. We named something after you. Would you get on down the road now, please? But they kind of promised me that it wasn't that. So, but really a big honor for me.
Well, whether or not, you're now permanently linked to Ray Trout, one of the eight-man football pioneers there. So a very good Winoka team coming in here. What's going to be the biggest challenge these Railroaders present for you guys?
Well, for them, it starts with the quarterback. You know, the Olsen, Kaysen Olsen, is a really good athlete, a big, strong kid, runs hard, a very smart individual. We got to stop him, no doubt. You know, they had some other athletes that can also do it, but we feel like he's kind of the key for the whole thing for them.
Yeah, and one of the other keys, Joseph Morrell up front, a big body. How have you been able to kind of duplicate that in practice, that size you're going to see at the center position?
Well, you know, you can't, obviously, because we just don't have anybody that large. But, you know, he does take up a lot of space. Played against these guys last year, and they beat us 8-6. So, you know, we kind of know what they're about, and we know we're going to be in for a tough fight tonight.
If you could pick one thing to go right in order to make a run at the gold ball during this postseason, what would it be?
Well, just like I mentioned earlier, staying away from the viruses. I think, if we can do that, hopefully we can keep playing. But in all playoff games, turnovers, I mean, that's the key. If you can hang on to the ball and then maybe get a couple of turnovers from the other guys, then, you know, that's always going to increase your chances.
Well, this will be the first playoff game at Severn Stadium. Do you feel some extra pressure to win? They're going to take your name off the sign if you drop this one?
I hope that doesn't happen. I don't know. We're just hopefully go out and perform well and hopefully get a victory tonight.
Well, I don't think there's going to be much danger of that. It really is a heck of an honor. It's well-deserved. Congrats on another great run, Coach. Another great squad you put together. They're really fun to watch. Good luck in the postseason. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
You go where the herd goes. Now get there for less with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. A gas-powered engine delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save $2,200 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Alfalfa County here at Bryant Severn Stadium at Ray Trout Field as we get ready for this Class C state quarterfinal between the Timberlake Tigers and the Winoka Railroaders. And some of the stats you might want to know here going in, starting with Winoka, 203 rush yards for Timberlake, 233 for Winoka. So both these teams run the ball at a high clip, and a lot of that starts up front. And when you talk about the Railroaders, the two names you want to know, Kaysen Olson and Joseph Morrell. They're the battery. They're the heart and soul of this football team. And Timberlake's going to have to find a way to slow down Kaysen. He's got 1,999 pass yards. He's one shy of 2,000. He's got 1,182 rush yards, and he's got 19 rush TDs and 24 pass TDs. So he has accumulated a lot of offense for this Railroader team.
Yeah, and think about Kaysen is the fact that he can throw the ball. So that just, you know, in eight man, there's a lot of teams that can't throw the ball. You know, Kaysen has that ability, so teams have got to drop back and kind of pay attention to that. You know, and he sees the field so well, he just knows when to take off the right time.
Absolutely, and he's such a smart football player, and it also helps on the defensive end of things. And when we talk about Morrell up front, he's 320 pounds, and we heard Coach Severn talk about it. It's hard to prep for that if you don't have anybody that big. And it's going to be a lot. Now, they saw him a year ago, so it's not like they're going to be totally foreign to it. But you really have to start to stand up to Winoka up front if you want to get anything going.
Yeah, and as I follow the Railroaders, you know, the past 2 years, it's interesting to see the different ways teams have tried to counter Joe's size. And Big Joe, we got to call him Big Joe.
Yeah, Big Joe's
size. You know, like a couple teams, you know, they'll put a smaller guy on him and just drop down on his legs and hopefully take him out.
Yeah, and the Railroaders average 408 yards. Timberlake only allows 128 defensively, so something's got to give tonight. For the Tigers, the two names you want to know, Ethan Jenlick and J.J. Pippen. They're kind of Batman and Robin on this team. If one doesn't get you, the other one will. And there's a lot of speed on this Tiger team. And they don't really play around. Those two guys are a 1-2 punch. We had J.J. Pippen against Medford. He had 318 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what I'm excited. You know, this is my first time to get to see Timberlake this year. And I'm excited about seeing the speed. I was even talking to the Winoka players down there, you know, and they were talking about the speed that they have that they've watched on film. So I'm excited to see these guys play.
So here we go. Winoka's going to kick it off. Timberlake back to receive in all black with the silver helmets. They're going to be going right to left. Winoka going left to right in all white with the maroon helmets, and the Tigers gonna start on offense. And Merrick Judd gonna receive. He's a burner. He's got 681 receiving yards this year, but he's a heck of a kick returner. And it looks like here we go with the kickoff from the rails, and it's a little bouncer kick. They try the onside kick, takes a nice hop, but fielded nicely by Dylan Schloop. Right around the 43-yard line, and that's where Timberlake will take over. So Winoka starts with a little onside kick. Got a nice hop, but couldn't quite come down with it there.
Yeah, Winoka's done onside squibs all season long, but that was already from the kickoff, a wrinkle that we haven't seen yet. Cooper Rich was actually kicking it. Kaysen Olson has done it most of the season. They actually had Kaysen Olson on that far sideline, and he's the one who made the tackle.
And here come the Tigers on offense. Two backs to either side of Jenlick. He's your quarterback. Two wides to give us the tail back on the right side. He takes it off into the near side. Gets around the edge to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, down to the 45-yard line. And a quick pickup, and that was J.J. Pippen. But we got a flag on the ground at the 50-yard line. A little bit downfield. That's right around the area that's usually a block in the back. But we'll see what the penalty is. Almost at the first down marker. Timberlake's already walking it back, and it is a block in the back, and that's going to be on the Timberlake Tigers. So a good run there by Pippen to gate it, although it was downfield at the 50, so it's not going to be quite the loss. It's only going to be a loss of about a yard, it looks like, and they're going to 2 yards, first and 12 now from the 40-yard line for Timberlake. And now power formation, I formation, and Jenlick under center. Carter Sands, your fullback. Pippen the tailback. The give is to Pippen right around the right side. He stutter steps back inside, goes to the near side, and drug down at the 45-yard line. Nice tackle that time made by Tegan Allison. And a pickup of a couple, about four. Going to bring up a second and right around 8 yards now for the Tigers.
Yeah, and I wonder if Winoka is going to allow them to do a little bit more up the middle. You know, you got to focus on sealing off the corner so much that, you know, you're going to open up those holes.
Again, eye formation with Sands at fullback. Then they drop back to pass. Jenlick throws it deep down towards the sideline on the edge and dropped and bobbled. He was looking for Dylan Schloop, who couldn't hang on. He may have not been in bounds had he caught it. Coverage that time by Tegan Allison on the outside. And Sloop's a name you got to know. He's the tight end. He's a state champion long jumper and four in the 400, the last state track meet we had, and he's a tall cover, so it's going to be up to Allison, who's not very tall, to kind of keep an eye on guys like Schloop. They've got a burner in Judd, and Schloop's a big, tall, athletic kid at the tight end spot.
Yeah, that's definitely a mismatch. You're going to see him try to exploit.
Two receivers far side, one back in the backfield. Jenlick is in the shotgun. He rolls right. He looks right. He pump fakes. He's still looking. Now he's just going to take off. He gets the edge. He got around. He's got a first down and more and out of bounds. First down, Timberlake Tigers right around the 43-yard line of Winoka. And we'll see where they spot it. Looks like the 43. And it is indeed. So first down, Timberlake, first and 10. That time, nobody open. Good coverage downfield by the rails, but Jenlick just showed a little bit of that speed.
And that, you know, like what I was talking about with Jason Olson, that's exactly what Timberlake has on their side with an athlete like Jenlick.
We mentioned Merrick Judd. He's your receiver. Sands, your fullback. J.J. Pippen, your tailback. Schloop, your tight end. Cade Severin, Colton Warman, and Connor Griffin up front. Now an option play, and the pitch to the outside to Pippen. He's got the edge. There's nobody around there. He's got one man to beat. It's Olson. He stutter steps. Cason Olson. He's to the 10. He's down to the goal line. Touchdown, J.J. Pippen. 43 yards.
I think they're calling him short.
Oh, they're saying he just knee was down at the one.
Yeah, they called him just short. It looked like his foot may have come out of bounds before he's able to get the ball across.
He was right at the pylon. He must have caught the edge of that heel on there. It was exciting. 42 yards, 1 yard too short. Now again, an I formation from the one. Toss sweep around the left side to Pippen, still coming to the near side. He cuts it back up in. He's stuck, but now I believe he got in. So he doesn't get the 43-yard touchdown, but he gets the 1 yard touchdown. And now Timberlake in front, 6-0 here early with 10:53 in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's one thing that's hurt Winoka all season long is big plays and not being able to wrap up when they need to. That time it looked on the big play, Cooper Rich actually went in, wasn't ready for the pitch, and that's what left the end so open.
So Pippen with the 1 yard run. Now they line up in an I formation again. They fake the give to him. Now they're going to roll around. Bootleg to the right side for Jenlick. He dives in and gets the 2-point conversion. And just like that, Timberlake pulls in front 8-0, 10:53 left in this first quarter. Don't go anywhere. We got a great one here in Helena from Timberlake Tigers 8, Winoka 0. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena and the Timberlake Tigers. And hold and serve here quickly. They got the ball, took it down, and scored a touchdown in their first possession. It is now 8-0, and now it's Winoka's turn to answer. And they've been in these dogfights before. They just had one with Buffalo where that was a great football game where they were up big in that one, and then Buffalo kind of pulled back in late. And as my old partner Chris Eubank said, that game was really Winoka or Buffalo caught their interceptions and Winoka dropped them. It was that close of a football game.
Yeah, exactly. That was really the only full game Winoka's had to play this year. But on the flip side, Timberlake hadn't played that many games either this year.
A kickoff fielded by Olson on the bounce. He brings it up, finds a little crease, takes it up to the 40-yard line. About a 20-yard return that time for Kaysen, and that's where the Railroaders will take over first and 10 from their own 40.
So if Winoka can keep, make the tackles when they need to make them, keep the game close, then it's really going to come down to who has the most stamina, because both of these teams really hadn't had to go four quarters much this year.
Rails up front, we mentioned Joseph Morrell, Hunter Durkee, Wyatt Atwood, your guards, Cason Olson, the quarterback, Drake Brady, your fullback, Tegan Allison, the receiver, and Robert Perot now moves to tailback with Cooper Rich, the tight end. The injury to Jace Dunn. And now the give is to Perot, and a little jet sweep around the left side. He cuts it up inside, picks up a couple, and he's drugged down on the outside there by Dylan Schloop. Pickup of about 4 yards that time. Nice pickup by Robert. Looked like he had him about 2 yards, but he picks up those extra couple yards. And if you haven't heard Robert Perot's name or you watched Winoka last year, he is probably the most improved player on this squad. He is an exceptional football player and not very big.
No, for sure. And he works really hard. I kind of related him to Wes Welker when Wes Welker's in high school and college. You know, they'll play him all over the field. Right now, I got him lined up receiver. You know, he'll be all over the field in both defense and offense.
One receiver each side, Perot in motion. Another jet sweep. He's almost grabbed by Severin, but gets around him, makes another man miss, and makes another man miss. He's got a blocker, but they think he stepped out of bounds. He thought he had green grass and a flag down.
I think that's going to be a late hit.
That does look like a late hit. They blew the whistle dead. He had one blocker in front of him down the sideline. Couldn't quite stay in bounds.
Yeah, I think
they called it dead, though. I look like the play should have kept resuming, and they should not have blown it dead. I'm not sure what the play was. It's on Timberlake. It is a personal foul.
Yeah, I think what the call was they're calling late hit. Timberlake coaches are down here saying that they didn't hear the whistle whenever Perot stepped out of bounds, and so that's why he kept running. Timberlake kept playing.
Gotcha.
And so that's technically by rule, that is a late hit.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you didn't hear the whistle, it's hard to call.
So, Robert, not going to get all the stats, but the ball's still up at the 30-yard line now, and Winoka now already set up in deep in Timberlake territory here, one play in. 8-0 your score, 10 minutes, 10:02 left in the first quarter. One back set, one receiver out far side to fake the give. Olsen just going to keep it, takes it up inside and bowls a man over and picks up about 5 yards on that play. Nice job that time by Kason Olsen lowering his shoulder. Carter Sands with the tackle for the Tigers.
This will be the interesting thing about the Timberlake defense tonight. We know that they've got the numbers. We know they dominated all year, but they really have not seen an offense like Winoka has. They come from a little bit weaker district. They can obviously make plays, things like that, but you know, Winoka's got so many weapons they can use.
Up front for the Tigers, Cade Redden, Carter Sands, Dylan Schloop. Their linebackers, Cade Severin, Dalton Lehrer, and Merrick Judd, Cameron Brewer, and J.J. Pippen, your secondary for Timberlake. Kason Olsen, toss sweep around the left side. That's to Drake Brady. Brady drags him in and takes about three Tigers with him, but they finally drive him back after a pickup of a couple. Brady running hard that time. Picks up looks like they gave him right around 4 yards. They're going to bring up a 3rd and 1 now for the Rails from the 21-yard line.
Drake is one of those guys. He's not afraid to, you know, cut it up between two guys. I mean, you saw against Terry Mutual where he dislocated his elbow.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's out there wearing
and
a brace.
And played through it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not afraid to get in there and still take hits.
Twin receivers far side. Olsen just keeps it right up the backside of Joseph Morrell, and that's a play you're going to see a lot. When they need a yard, they usually get it. And that time Olsen almost broke through there and got even more as he picked up a couple more, and now his ball's going to be spotted right around the 17-yard line.
This is going to be
first and 10.
This is going to be the test for the Timberlake defenses. Can they, you know, with Winoka just chipping away like this, are they going to have the stamina to make it into the third, fourth quarter?
One back in the backfield, two receivers. They fake the give. Olsen keeps it up the middle around the right side, and he is dragged down by a host of Tigers. Picked up a couple on that play. That time Timberlake read the play. As Kason tried to fake the give and sneak up in there. He does that quite a bit. They really like that play off the center between the guard there.
And yeah, they do. You can also see how well coached Timberlake's defense is. You know, they're around the ball. They don't leave too many holes open for the Winoka runners, you know, and there's usually 4 or 5 guys just wrapping up. You know, they don't try to arm tackle. They go down. They're trying to wrap up.
Yep.
They're bringing you down.
And Rail's doing a little bit of what Buffalo did to them, which they moved the line of scrimmage that time up 2 yards. Looked like Olsen only got a couple. He got actually 4. So 2nd and 6 now upcoming for Winoka. And down Kason Olsen, same play, left side. He's stuck and spins around and picks up another couple. And we'll see how many he got. Looks like he's going to be about 2-3 yards short of the first down marker. So 3rd and 3 upcoming. Ball's on the 10-yard line now of Timberlake. 8-0, the Tigers lead with 7-13 in the first quarter.
That play right there was all vision of Kason Olsen. Timberlake actually had the hole closed. Their linebacker came around, had the hole closed, but Kason was able to make a move just enough to pick up a couple of yards.
And he's deceptively athletic that way. You think you've got him down, and I mean, he's a track star in his own right. Pretty good hurdler, Kason Olsen.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. We have two schools that really take track seriously, and you can see that on the football side, too.
Two receivers far side, one back set. He fakes the give. Now he rolls near side. Throw to the right, deep to the end zone to Cooper Rich. He's open. Touchdown, Rails. Cooper Rich snuck out around the right side. Bootlegger by Kason Olsen finds Rich back in the end zone. 8-6, your score now. And Winoka going to line up and try to go for two.
That's one thing that a lot of teams don't have at this level is a guy the size of Cooper Rich. And he's actually a very smart football player. You know, we know he can play basketball. He's going to be a really good basketball player as well. 6'5 as a freshman.
Yeah.
And we mentioned Sloot being a hard cover for Winoka. Cooper Rich is going to be a hard cover for Timberlake.
And there have been times this year where you've seen Cooper break out, and he looked like a wide receiver. You know, you've seen him. He looks like a big tight end, but he can get out there in the open field like a wide receiver.
And there is a give up the middle, and if we get in. Two-point conversion is good. Quick snap, quick two. And now we're all tied up, right up the gut again. Winoka goes to tie this thing up with 6:39 left in the first quarter. 8-8 your score. Do not leave. This is going to be a good one tonight here in Helena. Back after this, RK101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bryan Severin Stadium here in Helena. 8-8 your score, 6:39 left in the first quarter, and two possessions and two touchdowns. Boy, we're getting this thing going. We talked a lot about track. This one might be shaping up to be a track meet tonight here in Helena.
Well, we talked also a lot about last season. It was 8-6 final.
And we've already eclipsed that.
We're barely into the ball game. It's 8-8, so it's gonna be a fun ball game. A lot of these two teams don't like each other. These two teams know what's at stake, state's at stake. You know,
lose and go home. Yeah. They're all still alive, but there's only about five teams that can win the gold ball, and two of them are playing tonight. So somebody's not going forward.
Yeah, you say five. I think there's about four, and I think, all four come from C1 right now. So
that's
or C1 and C2.
C1 and C2. There's another onside kick, takes a nice hop, and Schloop tries to grab it, and it goes out of bounds as he tries to corral it right around the 42-yard line. So Winoka trying another quick kick again, their specialty, these tricky onside kicks. It's like a lot like watching a six-man game when they line up to kick an onside kick.
It really is, but that's one of those things where, if you can't kick it deep, you take these little short onsides or squibs, it gives you a better opportunity to potentially get a ball.
Now the Tigers, two wide receivers each side, one back to either side of Genlink. There goes a snap, both the backs going wheel routes. He's going to throw it deep down the left side for Sloop, and it's picked off. He threw it short, and Allison came up underneath it and picked it off. And Genlink couldn't get anything on it. He was looking for Sloop, and we talked about Allison having to cover him. And now Teagan with an interception for the Rails at the 35-yard line.
Coming out of Genlink's hand, it really kind of looked like a dying quail. It just kind of bobbled up there. And a great job by Teagan to recognize it, come back for it. He's kind of redeemed himself because Vince Buffalo, he had a huge interception where he dropped it on the 2-yard line. Maybe that's something that can get him going because he's kind of struggled the past couple of games.
Talked about that being the difference in his games. And Coach Severin talked about it. Obviously health is important, and Jace Dunn out for Winoka is a big loss, but turnovers are so important. And when two teams this evenly match, one receiver wide each side, Olsen the shotgun, high snap. He has to jump up and get it. Takes around the left side. J.J. Pippen drags him down. And now ball on the ground, and it looks like Timberlake may have fell on it. As Pippen was corralling Olsen around the side, we'll see who they give it to. And it looked like Timberlake fell on top of that football. No. Winoka recovered.
I thought Timberlake got
it.
Who
was
ball
that? A bottom. Teagan Allison coming down with a huge recovery. That time it was athlete on athlete. J.J. Pippen from the safety spot. Red Olsen came up and got him, almost forced a turnover instead. 4-yard pickup for the Rails, going to bring up 2nd and 6.
And that's kind of what happened. He got Kason kind of in an awkward position as Olsen started to come down. Somebody was able to come in there and pop the ball out. And like I said, I thought I thought Timberlake was the one who recovered, but
they were over there. But once again, Tegan Allison squeezed himself under there. Two great plays by Tegan. Now a high snap again from Olsen. This time he goes around the right side, near side. He's stuck. Ball on the ground again, and it looks like Winoka fell in it again. As I mean, maybe it's the cold weather right now. It's about 42 degrees on the field, and Winoka does recover that football. Morrell fell back on top of it, but it went right to Joseph Morrell for the rails, and unluckily for the Tigers.
Well, that is one thing about Kaysen's running style. He gets his arms out there, and both times his arm was back behind him, with the ball exposed, and they were able to knock it away.
And these Tigers, you can tell from those two plays, they were told that. Mm-hmm. They've been looking for that. So Kaysen's going to have to try to keep that thing tucked in. Timberlake's going to go for the football. We mentioned all the turnovers they create. Interception for every starter on this team.
And all that goes back to coaching.
Yep.
Those are the things that coaches harp on kids, and when they get it.
There's a jet sweep by Perot and a flag thrown. Looks like we're getting a motion penalty on Winoka. They only needed three, and somebody moved early. Nope. They're saying it might be on Timberlake. Nope. Legal shift. Declined. Going to bring up fourth and three. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Perot only picked up a yard on the play, so they decline it.
I'm very interested in the fact that they declined that because, now it only sets up a little bit more than a yard. And you got Kaysen running behind Big Joe like that.
Yeah, they've been pretty. It's fourth down.
But that
a yard, and they've picked up a yard every time they've needed. And Coach Allen not afraid to go for it in this position. Now they are technically at the 44, so they're in their own territory, but I think we're going to get a timeout here, and they're going to talk about it. And Winoka is going to discuss this. 8-8, your score with 6:11 left in the first quarter. Winoka takes a timeout. Do not leave us. We've got a great football game here. State quarterfinal all tied up right now. 6:11 left in the first quarter. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena, Oklahoma. The Timberlake Tigers, Winoka Railroaders, tied at 8 in this Class C state quarterfinal. Over on KTW, the other one going on right now, Buffalo playing Sasakwa. The winner of those two games, Buffalo's up 16-0 right now, has mowing down the Vikings. And now a big fourth down upcoming in this one.
With them declining that penalty, it just shows how much faith they have in their defense in this situation.
One back set, one back behind Olsen, who's under Morrell. Two receivers far side. Olsen under center. The snap, same play. They stuck it. Everyone saw it coming. Did he get there? This is going to be close. He had to get to the 45.
I don't think he got
I don't think he got it either, but it was see where the ball was or where they spot it, and they're going to spot him shy of that line. And that marker's right on that line, and they're going to measure it, I believe, but I don't think he got there. And Dalton Lear is going up there to help him out. He's trying to help the refs make the call.
Like I said, that's just Coach Seven right there saying, we know we can make that stop. We're a good enough defense. Let's just do it. Let's have a good field position.
And they are shy. Timberlake, the turnover on downs for the Tigers. Olsen didn't get it. They went to the well one too many times. Everyone in the building knew what they were going to run there. And that time it did not work out. Nice job defensively by the Tigers. First and 10 now. From the 45 and at 44 and a half of the Railroaders.
You can live or die by a call like that, but when it works, man, it can really boost your offense a little bit.
Now this is for K101. You've seen a lot more games of the Railroaders, but for K101, this is the first time I've seen that not work.
Yeah.
That play has worked almost every time they've run it. Just Olsen going right up the backside of Joseph Morrell. Time the Tigers are ready. One receiver wide each side. Shenlick in the shotgun. One back to his right. The give is to that back near side. It's Pippen up inside. He cuts it back in and a flag on the ground. It wasn't Pippen. It was Merrick Judd was the back. And Merrick Judd Looks like a flag downfield right around the 38. That is going to be on the Tigers that time. And
yeah, you know, that
pretty easy call for the referees.
Yeah, I talked about how, you know, the big key for Winoka and defense is going to be sealing off that edge. You know, Cooper had a little bit of a beat on him. The guy just grabbed Cooper and just kept pushing him. And I was kind of surprised that, you know, the ref that made the call, but, you know, it was definitely, I saw the play happen, and it was the right call.
Well, we talked about them preparing for the size of Morrell. Cooper Rich has been a problem so far for Timberlake. He's wreaking havoc there from that end position, too. Now, toss option play to the right side, and going to get a motion penalty quickly on the first and 15 as somebody jumped a little too soon there for the Tigers. Going to bring up a first and 20, so Timberlake was set up in their own territory, and they're moving the wrong direction with these penalties. First the hold to push it back, and it is indeed a five-yard motion penalty for Timberlake. So first and 20 now. Now they're back to their own 45 in their own territory. And it is a first down.
You know, you guys called the Winoka Buffalo game this year. You saw what penalties and turnovers can do. It can really just kill anything you have. So we'll see if Timberlake can fight through this.
Timberlake in the gun. Option play. Pitch to far side to Pippen. He's trying to get the edge. He's cut off by Brady. Cuts it back inside and tries to grab a couple more. They drag him down, but pretty good pickup there for J.J. Pippen. Got about 8 yards. We'll see where they spot the football. Looks like not quite eight. Looks like about 7 yards on that play. It's going to bring a second and approximately 13. Just over midfield for the Timberlake Tigers, and that's really what they wanted. They just get the ball to Pippen, pick up what the defense gives them. Nice read by Drake Brady to bring him down. Two receivers near side, one in the slot, one back with Jenlick. He rolls left. He's looking to throw again. He cocks. He's under pressure. He can't get out of it, and he's on the ground, and a sack by the rails. That's Cooper Rich back there, and number 42 that time was Michael Solomon getting in the game for the injured Jace Dunn, picking up a sack for Solomon.
Yeah, you know, great job by Kason Olsen on safety and Tegan Allison covering. You know, he was looking for Judd the whole way. You know, Kason recognized that, and they basically had him double covered.
Yeah, normally Jace Dunn's at corner, Solomon now playing linebacker, and Robert Perot at corner. It's a little bit of shift for these starters. That time Solomon makes great play. Shotgun snap for Jenlick. He's looking down the middle of the field, finds a little receiver out towards the sideline. It's Pippen. He's down to the 40. Stays in bounds, keeps his feet. They try to strip him the ball. He's still on his feet and gets right past the original line of scrimmage on third down, but so it's not going to be enough. That time they just kept Pippen in front of them. Ran a little drag route across the field over to the side, and complete pass going to bring up a fourth and about six.
That's what Timberlake needed, because, you know, with the athletes that they have, they could easily pick this up. They're not too worried about the distance on this.
Now at the 40-yard line, Merrick Judd's far side, near side, Carter Sands out wide. One back in the backfield is Pippen. Jenlick with the keeper. A little backwards pass to Pippen. It's over his head. He's got to grab it on the hop. He picks it up. There's nobody in front of him. He's still on his feet. Ball hit the ground, bounced right to him. He runs for the first down and picks up about four more. And there, Winoka coaches are saying that shouldn't have counted, but it was a backwards pass. That's a live football.
Yeah, that's live football. That is exactly right. He threw that back, and, you know, it was only about a yard back, but with the angle that it was, you know, the Winoka players didn't recognize it, and they all kind of shut down. That's what allowed him to pick up the first down.
First and 10 from the 30, and Jenlick looked like he couldn't decide what he wanted to do with it, and then last minute kind of threw it behind him over Pippen's head. I formation now for the Tigers. Toss sweep left side for Pippen. He's getting chased, and he runs out of room. Schlup can't get the block, and that time Drake Brady chases him down from behind as Pippen just couldn't find any running space.
Great job by Cooper Rich to blow up the block. That kind of set up the opportunity for Drake to come from behind. And I'm going to tell you this. Drake was the one who shut down on that last play, and knowing that kid, that made him mad.
Yeah,
you know, so you're gonna see a different level from him right now.
Loss of 5 yards on the play, and they're going to have to find someone to block Cooper Rich because he is getting in the backfield most times for Winoka. Now a roll out by Jenlick. He's looking to his right. He's got Pippen open, but he's under pressure. Finally rifles one in and dropped, hit him, threw him behind him, and Pippen had to go turn around for it and couldn't quite come down with it. Would have been close to the first down, a couple yards shy. Instead, going to bring up a third and 15.
Good job by Pippen, though, kind of getting the open space. Yeah, he dropped the ball, but, you know, he kind of what you see whenever the quarterback kind of rolls out. He got in that kind of open space in between, gave himself an opportunity to make the catch.
This is one of the colder games of the year, and it seems to have a little bit of an effect. That ball, like a rock out there, and some guys having trouble holding on to it. Now two receivers near side, one far side. Jenlick in the gun. He's got one back to his right. It's Pippen. There goes the shotgun snap. Option play. Pitch to Pippen around the edge. Can he get there? Brady cuts him off and pushes him right inside, and he's tackled after a pickup of 1 yard. Nice job that time. Wyatt Atwood, and that's how you draw it up defensively.
You know, that we've talked a lot about, the year, as the year started, the experience Winoka has. That play right there, a freshman got in the backfield, and Wyatt Atwood, a sophomore, was there to make the tackle. You know, so these two teams have a lot of upside going on beyond this year.
Fourth and 13. They're going to go for it. Fourth and long. Two backs to either side of Jenlick. He drops back the pass. Gets a couple blocks, but Atwood's coming for him. He's got to get rid of it. Throws it deep to Merrick Judd, and I think he's going to get a flag, and he does. Tegan Allison face guarding him. Judd was open for a second. Jenlick wisely throws it there, and they're going to hand gift wrap him the penalty here for the Timberlake Tigers. That time Allison a step behind and got there a touch too early. Easy call for the refs there. Pass interference.
Yeah, that's, you know, if you're going to face guard somebody like that, you got to make sure you turn around and make a play on the ball. And, you know, I don't think last week against Mayville, Tegan did that and made an interception. It was a perfect time, turned his head, perfect time. This time, he never saw the ball.
Just enough for a first down. Just enough. The penalty is going to give them first and 10 now from the 19-yard line for Timberlake. And Tegan Allison, who made two game-changing plays a little bit ago, that time with the penalty. Now we got three receivers stacked to the right side. One of them comes in motion, jet sweep. It's Pippen near side. He has to cut it back inside. Cooper Rich made him cut it back inside. And now Allison grabs him and wraps him up. Nice job again on the edge by Winoka, forcing Pippen back to the middle of the field. And a pickup of only a couple that time. Going to bring up second and 8.
You said that they are having a lot of issues right now with Cooper. You know, I felt like there was another hold on that play that they, you know, missed. Because Cooper's just so big, and he moves well. He moves really well on his feet.
Now one back to the right of Jenlick, one receiver, far side. Pippen in the backfield to give this to Pippen, up the gut, right around the center. Morrell grabs him. He's grabbed by a couple guys. A flag's on the ground around the 10. And that could be a face mask. We'll see. I don't know if they did grab it. Morrell that time came off the block and tried to corral Pippen. Flag right sitting at the 13-yard line.
Walking it back.
They are walking it back.
Yeah, hold on.
They're having a discussion. Nope. Still having a discussion.
Now they're.
Yep, it was a face mask, and it's going to be on Winoka, and another penalty by Winoka is going to move Timberlake forward. So it started out with the Tigers with a couple penalties pushing them back, and now the Rails are moving the Tigers forward. So penalties on both sides in this drive. Been a little sloppier than the first two we saw.
Well, we talked about, you know, on the penalties that helped Winoka out on their last drive, or on their touchdown drive. You know, that's exactly what's going on right now.
First and goal from the 4. There goes the give to the tailback. Pippen stands and gets up in there. Pippen is hit. He makes him. It stays in his feet and goes towards the end zone. Looked like they had him down for a gain of 1. And J.J. Pippen, who just runs so hard.
That's the athleticism right there of a guy like Pippen. You can't tackle him up top. You know, Winoka has struggled with trying to tackle guys up top all season long. You've got to get down. You've got to get those legs wrapped up.
And, I mean, when we look at his stats, he only has 890 rush yards, and it feels like he should have about 2,000 this season. He's that good of a player. Now we got an I formation again. Second and goal. A drop snap. Jenlick has to pick it up and tries to take it in himself, and he does, but didn't he get in for the touchdown? I don't think.
Did he?
I don't see a signal. There, they finally made the signal. A little bit of a delay.
I thought he got in there, but.
So Jenlick drops the snap, but picks it up, takes it in for a touchdown, 2-yard touchdown run, and now the Tigers in front 14-8.
I think that was a busted play because the ball was snapped and Jenlick wasn't ready.
Yep.
He just was able to recognize it before anybody else picked it up.
He's fortunate it bounced right back to him. It could have been a disaster. Now a toss sweep around the near side to Pippen. He tries to get the edge. He does, but he's stuck around the goal line and reaches out. What an effort by Pippen. Allison hit him, and he dove forward and stretched out for the two-point conversion. And Timberlake now going to be in front 16-8 with 1:01 here to play the first quarter. Do not leave us. This is a super fun game here in Helena. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $400 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ray Trout Field at Brian Severin Stadium. A couple real good football coaches here in Helena once upon a time, and one right now. Must be weird naming a stadium after you're still a coach, right?
I know, exactly. You know, but like you said, you know, that just shows the respect, you know, that people have had for him. And I like that little joke. He said, are they trying to run him out? Because he's kind of run out of time. But, you know, I think that's one of those things. They're going to let him coach as
long as
he needs to coach.
They're just speeding up the inevitable. They knew it was going to happen. And Ray Trout, one of the founders of eight-man football. So, legendary name there. Buffalo, by the way, up 22-0 on Sasakwa now. And here comes the kick from the Tigers back to Kason Olsen. Fields it around the 23. Takes it up the middle. He's got a little crease. He's got a little room. Steps back inside. Tries to juke Merrick, or tries to juke Jenlink, and goes right back into the teeth of the defense. Nice little pickup. Going to be first and 10 from the 45 of Winoka. Nice return that time by Kason Olsen.
I think if Kason was able to kick that back out to the outside here along the near sideline, he had a blocker, Hunter Durkee, freshman Hunter Durkee, kind of downfield a little bit.
Elsewhere in Class C, Mountain View Godibeau up 12-0 on Medford in the first quarter. Tyrone leads Midway 24-14 in that one. Tyrone possibly playing without Roberto Hernandez. One receiver each side for the Rails. Perot goes in motion, jet sweep to Robert Perot. Then Pippen just missed him, and Perot takes it off around the left side. There's nobody there. He's to the 40, he's down to the 30. He's got one man to beat. They catch him from behind at around the 8-yard line. He thought he had green grass in front of him, but a huge pickup that time by Robert Perot.
Tegan Allison. We talked about the mistakes he made earlier. He stepped up again and had a huge block over there on the far sideline that opened up that hole, allowed him to get down the sideline. But, you know, right there again, you see the speed of the Timberlake defense.
47-yard run for Robert Perot. Going to be first and goal from the 8. And you also saw the speed from Timberlake. He was caught from behind. I couldn't tell if that was Merrick Judd or J.J. Pippen. Either way, there are a lot of burners on this Timberlake squad.
There's a lot of teams that, you know, Winoka's going to play that is a touchdown. You know, against Timberlake, they're too quick.
Give around the near side. It is inside up to Perot. This time they stack him up right around the 5 or the 4. He's still on his feet trying to get an extra couple yards. They finally blow the whistle. But a pickup of around 4 yards that time by Robert Perot. And again, up front by Winoka. Move that line of scrimmage up a little bit further. And that's going to do it for this quarter. 16-8, Timberlake in front. Winoka knocking on the door. It's a great evening for football here in Helena. Do not go anywhere. Come right back. Tigers lead the Rails 16-8 at the end of one. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.